mostly about this thick, and it's real fat. Maybe it'll have a streak of lean through it.
Would you call it something different if it had the lean in it?
Well, with a lot of lean, you'd call it bacon.
It would be bacon.
And you know, hog joey, that's what you use on New Year's Day. Cook black-eyed peas with hog joe and put a dime in it, and you have good luck all the year.
Oh, you put the dime in? I hadn't heard the dime.
Silver dime.
Where do you put the dime?
In your pot of peas and hog joe.
Really? What is it? That whoever gets the dime?
Yeah.
The person that gets the dime.
I was going to have real good luck.
I hadn't heard that. I'm glad you mentioned that. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah.
Oh, thinking about this bacon now. Is that different from the kind of meat that I think of as being sliced, you know, that you cook with egg?
That you cook with egg?
Yeah, you know, that you'll eat with eggs,
oh,
rather,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's the same kind, bacon.
It's the same thing? Okay.
And it's cured, you know.
Did you ever hear that with the lean in it referred to as streak of lean?
Yeah.
My mother, I think, used to use that too.
Uh-huh.
That's the fat back with lean in it. All right, what's a middling?
A middling of meat, that's what bacon's made out of, the middlings. That's the side of the whole.
Now that refers to the whole big...
The whole big middling. You know, they cut the shoulder off, and they cut the ham off, and then that leaves that big middling.
I see. That's... the outside of the bacon that you have to cut off.
The rind.
All right, and... The man in a store that cuts meat for you is a
butcher or meat cutter.
All right, and if you keep meat too long and you smell it, you say that meat
rank.
Is it's what
rank,
and if it's even more than rank,
it's strong,
or even more than that, you have to throw it out. It's all
spoiled.
All right, now am I making the right distinction? Rank is the first. When you start to smell.
Yeah.
And then it gets strong. Is that right?
Well,
Or what?
I guess if you keep it too long, some of it... now, if a hog... You want me to tell you the terms of... You know, you smell some bacon that you can't stand. It makes your house just smell awful inside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, that is a sow that has been in heat. And she's been killed, and you just cannot eat the meat.
You mean she's killed while she's in heat?
Well, a lot of them, maybe she's just going out or just coming in, and they didn't pay any attention to it.
I didn't know that.
I have bought it in stores where, it would smell to the high heavens. You can't eat it. You might put it on the stove and start frying it, but you'll throw it away.
Can you smell it after, you know, when you first open it or when it's cooking?
No, it's when you put it on to cook it. When
yeah,
it
that's
cooked.
What I thought you meant.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
And strong, you know, you have had, most especially where you cure your meat, you know, and if you don't take it down and wrap it, if it hangs up, it'll kind of get strong taste. Mm. But then if it gets rank, it's rotten, ready to throw away.
Mm. Yeah. What would you call butter that you kept too long? You said butter gets what?
Strong.
Or
rank.
All right, you ever use rancid?
Rancid, that's right.
Now, is that for butter?
Yeah.
Would you ever say meat gets rancid?
Well, yeah. It's all the same thing.
It's the same
thing. Old age.
Doesn't refer to two different things. All right, let me pick up here. There are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's...
Bought bread.
All right. What's fried in deep fat with a hole in the center?
Donuts.
All right, is there any other name for it, or when it's made in any other shape, or any other way of making it?
No, all I've ever heard is donuts.
All right. If you take a lump of donut dough and you dip it, you know, without making a hole,
uh-huh.
And you fry that, would you call that something?
I don't know what you'd call it.
Okay.